powerful nigga green at work here.
Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 70 of Chimp Out Radio. It's the SETI Boo episode. Hey, I'm your host, Mr. DJ Stupnik.
I command our black nigga soul back to the depths of hell.
Tonight, we're going to have a special guest. He is an internet phenomenon. He's one of the biggest stars of the internet. If you've ever seen him, you know how big he is.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by ChimpOut.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
SETI Boo's going to be with us in a minute. We're also going to do Nick to the News and have a lot of fun, Chippers, so stay right there.
And I'm just saying what pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife stick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
All right, so what's going on in the week of nigger news?
Well, you know how we have the niggers that like to fuck pigs and goats and horses?
Yeah.
And Ottomans.
What is it now?
19-year-old buck busted having sex with two pit bulls.
Two of them?
Two.
So it was like an orgy.
It was a nigger orgy.
Okay.
Authorities arrest a 19-year-old man after they say he was caught having sex on camera with a pit bull.
He filmed it?
No, one of the neighbors filmed it, saw something going on and said, what the hell? And pulled the camera out and filmed this nigger raping the dogs and then called the police.
What?
Yeah. According to an incident report provided to CBS Atlanta by the Newton County Police, authorities were called on March 3rd in regards to the crime. Dispatch advised that homeowners witnessed a young black male having sexual intercourse with two dogs. I guess raping one wasn't good enough. He had to go for the twofer there.
Or maybe it was so good he had to go back for more.
Well, if they hadn't stopped him, he probably would have raped more of them. I guess the nigger that owned these pit bulls had several of them.
Had?
Yeah, they're definitely going to have to be put down.
Oh, I hope he didn't get any of them pregnant.
They're going to charge the pit bulls with bestiality now.
Because they fucked a nigger. The coal burners. Oh, so you fucked two. What happened?
Bernard Archer was named as the offender on the report. WGCL-TV reports that Archer was hired to clean the cages of several pit bulls by Dr. Catherine Lafayette.
Oh, no.
She's a nigger also.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. A local resident who owned the dogs and offered the job to Archer in exchange for funding his education.
At Nigger College, maybe.
Hey, we're going to fund that education.
The taxpayers will.
Yeah, Whitey's going to pay that tuition right out of his pocket there.
So do you think he was like saying, oh, I was just studying for school. That was my homework. I'm going to be a vet.
That was my biology class.
Yeah.
Sexual education class.
It's my sex ed credit. Leave me alone.
Our agreement was if I pay the tuition for his GED, then he would pay half by working here at my home or whatever I had for him to do.
Oh, okay.
Lafayette told the station. Saturday was his first day to start working, so he wasted no time. This is an overachieving nigger here.
Yeah.
He's there one day, and he's already raping the animals.
Day one, pit bull. Day two? I'm going after that cat.
I wonder if she has an aquarium.
Hey, maybe we should get an aquarium and give it to niggers and fill it with piranhas. And then just tell them that they're like sucker fish.
Yeah. Or some mini sharks.
Hi, this is Thinking Nig.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Galaglai.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Intolerant.
This is Lady Coon Thrasher, you fuckers.
Hi, folks, this is Not Nice.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
On Saturday, Lafayette, that's the doctor that owns the dogs, okay, was woken up from a nap by the Newton County police, who informed her of Archer's crimes against her animals.
So the cops knew about it before she did?
Yeah, what happened was one of the neighbors next door saw the nigger fucking the dogs, videotaped it, and then called the cops.
Oh, man. So she might have even been home the whole time. The dogs are getting raped. She didn't know until the police found out and called her. What the fuck?
No, they showed up at her door. They whoever taped it called the cops. The cops came out, took a look at the video evidence, and then went and got her.
Jeez.
Though initially skeptical of the claims, she was convinced when authorities showed her video evidence. And it showed him on his knees inside the kennel with my dog. He was on his knees like he was a dog, she told the station. For him to come on my property and rape my female dogs, that's totally unheard of and hurt me. I wasn't here to protect them.
Wow.
Well, at least he was raping the female ones.
That's true.
It's probably the only ones he could get. The male ones were probably a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
Or they would have got it, too.
Maybe they were next in line. He was just saving them.
Yeah, yeah. Saving the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Is there anything a nigger won't rape? No.
I guess not. I'm looking around my house, and anything here that I'm sure a nigger would rape.
Hey, I got an electric stapler. I'm going to take it down, drop it in Oakland, and film it, and see if a nigger will try to rape it.
Dress it up all sexy.
Put a blonde wig on it.
Yeah. Put it inside a high heels shoe or something.
With a bucket of KFC and a grape drink right next to it. Jesus. Yeah, this thread's already got 7 pages of responses on it.
Any good ones?
Tuskegee says, I wish that pit bull could have locked its jaws down good. Here's one from Obongo Lips. Can anyone really blame the nigger buck? I mean, really, dogs are more attractive than any she-boon. The savage ape was only doing what other apes do, only it got caught.
True.
Yes.
You know, it makes me wonder how often this really happens, because we've seen all kinds of dog-raping nigger stories on the site. I mean, one pops up every 6 months or so, but that's just a symptom of a much larger issue of niggers raping all kinds of animals. I mean, I'll bet it's so common, niggers don't even bat an eye when they hear about it.
No, I mean, what do they say? Like, for every crime somebody gets caught for, they've committed like 10 or 15 more that they didn't get caught for?
Oh, I'm sure. So for every nigger that's out raping a dog, there's 10 or 15 more that are doing it too. So
yeah,
look at it that way.
You know, in rural areas where people don't have cameras handy or, you know, set up to watch their livestock, they're not going to get caught.
That's right. That's right. That's how they always get caught, because the animal gets an STD and starts acting funny, and then they take it to a vet and they find out what's probably going on, and then they put up the cameras and the nigger gets caught.
Yeah, I wonder how pervasive this actually is, because we've had goats, horses, pigs, now dogs.
Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing. I was renting to some nigs in Kalamazoo. And they had a pit bull, of course, because all niggers have pit bulls, and it didn't like men. It did not trust me or any other male whatsoever. And I remember the niggers going, you know, she don't trust no man and all that. And my first thought, this was even before Chimp Out, was, I'll bet that fucking nigger is raping it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
Because we had a German Shepherd when I was a kid, and he did not like anybody with dark skin, you know, Filipinos, Mexicans, niggers, whatever. Mm-hmm. Any of them came down the street, that dog would go apeshit. I mean, he would be chewing at the chain link fence going after them. And even white people with dark hair and mustaches, the dog got super aggressive. So we always thought he got beaten by somebody, you know, dark skinned.
Probably. I've seen dogs.
Maybe he did get raped.
Oh, it's possible. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
But like Barky here, he does not like a postal uniform because when he was no, for real. I mean, there's that stereotype where dogs don't like the postman. But no, I found out that he was getting maced when he was a puppy by this psychotic mailman. And even to this day, if he even hears the little tink of a mailbox being closed, he flips out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This is Al Sharpton's Race Card. You are listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet.
That's it for the news, but you know what? This is the SETI Boo episode, and I got to kind of explain what happened here. I saw the video of this fat sumo wrestler nigger. You remember him, right?
Oh, God, that guy's huge.
He's fucking huge. And at the end of it, he gives his phone number. So just for the fucking fun of it, I called that fucker up, and you guys are going to hear it in a minute. But I just wanted to let you know that it was not even intended to be a show, and that's why the sound quality is a little bit off. I just happened to hit record with what I had going and went with it.
It was insane when we were sitting on hold waiting to get this fat nigger. It sounded like they were murdering some white chicks in the background there.
I know. So you guys are going to hear all about it, the entire thing, right after this.
Chimp Out Radio. This is where you belong.
Okay, did you see, you remember that big fat nigger that was down south and he takes off his shirt and he's trying to be a rapper and he's this huge with these huge boobs and all that? You've seen that, right?
Probably.
All right, I'm going to give you a link.
It's not the one hit by the ice cream truck, is it?
I don't know. He's probably chasing the ice cream truck. Well, anyway, I posted a video of this stupid nigger, and I'm like, oh, not that one again. I forgot about him. Okay, well, at the end of the video, he gives his phone number.
No way.
Yep. So I called him. There's two niggers in the video, and I talked to one of them, and I'm just waiting. It's a quarter to 5 p.m. Eastern, and they're on Eastern time, and we're still waiting for the fat nigger to get out of bed.
Well, that's typical.
I know. So anyway, I fucked with the other one in the video for about, I don't know, 5 minutes. They had no idea. They think I'm a DJ in Michigan and we're doing a documentary on internet sensations. And I was like being really nice to him, then fucking with him a little bit, and then being nice and then fucking with him a little bit.
You got it all recorded, right?
Of course.
Okay.
But anyhow, the point is I want to get the fat one on the show, and we're waiting for his stupid ass to get out of bed.
Are we going to tell him he's on Chimp Out Radio?
Afterwards, yeah. So, let me see if I can find that link, because I just put it up today.
Remember that super fat sumo nigger rapper?
That's the one.
Let me check this out. Oh, yeah, I've seen this fat ass. He's got a couple videos out.
Yeah, he does. So anyhow, I've got his cell phone number, and the one on the right is the one that I talked to. You're not going to believe this shit that we talked about. So
actually I will.
So I'm gonna try calling him again in about 15 minutes.
You're pretty good at pranking him, people. So
I know it's gonna
except
be awesome.
When he tried to get me that one time and I just hung up.
Well, that wasn't me, that was just
I know, that was the soundboard. Mm-hmm. God damn, that motherfucker's like two reruns.
He's a whole season.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Whitey. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, please visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
Hey, this is DJ. I'm calling from Michigan. We do an internet-based radio show and got your number off a YouTube post. So what I'm trying to do is, yeah, we're doing a show that's coming up in about 2 weeks on internet celebrities and aspiring rappers. Okay. So.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Who am I speaking with right now?
It's Joe.
Okay, you're the gentleman in the video with the shirt off.
Oh, that's Fede Boo. I'm the one with the gun behind cut. The other one.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
We sleep right now. We just got back in.
Oh, you guys
just got back in from a. We just got back in from a concert. He knocked out right now.
Okay.
Yeah, he don't wake up, man. That nigga, like, he really don't wake up until, like, 3 o'clock.
What time zone are you guys in? What state are you in?
We're in Louisiana.
About 1:15 now? Okay, cool. Yeah. So, yeah, well, I'm really glad I got a chance to talk to you guys. Tell me, you know, you've got over 60,000 views on that video. Have you had a lot of people calling that number?
Hell yeah, man. Man, it's ridiculous. Like, still, that's why I had to, like, sometimes scream my calls, bro.
Right.
Like, I think, but, like, I would have answered. Like, I answered and talked to people and messed with them because, you know, it really don't bother me.
Right.
And they call and say, is this really, yeah, this me, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't really bother me. Like, but, like, man, I know it's going to get ridiculous after our video hit Worldstar. We're about to put the Macho Man video on Worldstar. So, yeah, after that, man.
Yeah, that's pretty much how the whole thing started. I mean, you guys, he did a video of himself, about a year ago? And then it got posted on Worldstar Hip Hop, and then it just kind of blew up from there, right?
Yeah, it just blew up from there, man. Like, we basically posting everything we're doing. Like, we're working on this documentary right now. Like, I'm editing it right now, actually. Like, I'm about to put a clip on the YouTube and, like, maybe, like, another, like, 30 minutes, and I'll put another clip on there, like, and we have, like, a mixtape. We have a mixtape coming out next month, too.
So. That's awesome. So, have you guys had a chance to actually tour with or perform with any major celebrities so far?
We got one coming up with Young Jeezy.
Nice.
And we're basically, man, man, we done been so many places. Let me think who's a major celebrity. We did one with Rick Ross.
Okay.
Like a year ago.
Nice, nice. And have you made any money off of this so far? Or?
Hell yeah, man. We do shows, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, show money is ridiculous right now. Like, every week, and, like, people want to see us. And we know when we drop this mixtape and all this YouTube stuff, we know it's really going to start bringing more. And we've been talking to a couple of labels, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we just want to, you know, we really want to get the right deal, because we know, you know, we just don't want to take anything.
Yeah, you don't want to take the first thing that comes along, definitely.
Yeah.
And
we really going to work after this mixtape, man. Like, we know after this mixtape, we're going to get a lot of traffic coming our way, so we ready.
Yeah, well, that's great. You know, a lot of people are rooting for you guys. Do you get a lot of people coming up to you on the street recognizing you yet? Has that happened yet?
Yeah, that happens all the time. That's for everyone. Like, we might, like, to 60-year-old, man, like, 60-year-old people, like, coming up to us, man, like, you know, we walking in Walmart. You the guy that takes his shirt off and dance, and, you the guy with the gumby haircut on YouTube. It's crazy, man, like, old people.
That's great, though. That's a sign that you guys are doing something right. So I'm dying of curiosity, though. In that one video where you guys are, like, in an abandoned house or something, you're drinking and you're having fun, what the hell are you mixing? What are those two things? Was that vodka and what?
It was vodka. Just two different colors of vodka.
Oh, God.
Man, it was strong, too, man.
I can imagine.
We were actually going to come out with it, but it didn't pass the alcohol. It was too strong, so we're basically working on, like, an energy drink for, like, the kids, the Macho Man energy drink. Like, we're trying to get out of that pants right now, man.
Wait, you guys are trying to come out with a Macho Man energy drink?
Yeah, man, we're working on all this.
What does it taste like, lard?
Huh?
I mean, seriously, he's not really the most athletic guy in the world. I mean, he's got a lot of energy, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, does it come in a diet version? I mean, what?
Man, he don't care, man. That dude, man. Don't let that dude fool you, man. He don't give a shit.
Yeah. So, how do you know him? I mean, do you guys just grew up together or what?
Man, we've been knowing each other. See, one of my close friends, Nussie, he had me and him was real close, and you know, he had a little label.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we and Cedar Boot came around, like, you know, like, he was interested in getting in the label, so. You know, we checked him out, dude, and rap. So, man, like, after that, like, me and him just really got close, like, first time we met. like we just, you know, we was joking and stuff, and he was joking. And after that day, man, we started chilling and, you know, making songs and going to shows and stuff, man. Like, he was coming to concerts, and we just clicked after that, man. We started getting a whole lot of fans and shit.
So,
and after we posted all these YouTube, we were like, shit, man, we need to keep doing this shit.
Yeah, really. It's the meal ticket, and he needs a lot of meals. But
I got a video coming up. He was eating. We had a Sweet 16 last night.
Yeah.
And man, he was eating the food and shit, and it was fucking it up. He got another one on here. We eating the donuts.
So I'm guessing a large portion of your income goes towards keeping him full. Am I right?
Yeah, that and on women.
Yeah. Okay, now here's something I'm wondering, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to. I mean, seriously, we know he's big and all that, but like, and we also know that rap stars get a lot of women. I mean, does this dude get laid or what?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah, dick sucked and everything, man. We have it on, actually. He actually planning on doing a porn movie with the girl, but we trying to see how we're gonna put it out, man. We don't want to put it on YouTube and fuck our YouTube, and they suspend our shit.
Oh, you gotta release it. You got to do it as if it was accidentally filmed, and then just release it as a sex tape when his popularity starts to wane.
Yeah, man, that's what we gonna do. We planning on all this shit, man. I'm telling you, man. Like, man, girl, like the girls go crazy, man. One girl was licking on his titties the other night, man.
Wow, man. That's fucked up. Wow. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you say he's going to be up probably in a couple hours, you think?
Yeah, he's going to be up.
Okay, can I call you?
We got to go out of town in a little bit, so he's going to be up.
Okay, what's a good time for me to call back so I can get him on and then talk to both of you guys?
4 o'clock on the dot.
Okay, 4 o'clock on the dot. It's going to be me calling from Skype, so I'll talk to you guys then.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right.
This is Mel Picaro, and you're listening to Chimpo Radio.
So when's Rerun getting up?
I don't know. I first called
fucking
them.
5 o'clock in the afternoon, that nigger's still in bed.
I called him at 1 o'clock, and then he was like, call back at 4 o'clock. It'd take him a long time to get up. Okay. I was like, is that
out just to roll off the bed because he's so damn fat?
I know. I was like, because he's so fat that he has to wake up in sections.
One zip code of one ass wakes up. An hour earlier than the other.
Yeah, he's in like two time zones at all times. So
wait till he hears this on Chimp Out Radio bashing on him.
It's going to be awesome. And they were like, well, call back at 4 o'clock, you know, 4 o'clock on the dot. We'll pick it up. Okay, so I call at 4. And he still ain't up yet. Call at 5.
That purple drink shit he's trying to sell.
Yeah, well, he's probably dead. That's my theory. He's just finally had that heart attack he's been rapping about, and that's the end of it.
Well, I mean, look at that fat fuck. He's probably eaten a whole ranch worth of KFC.
Easy. That is one fat nigga. What do you think he weighs?
I'd say 400, 450.
Gotta be at least 400. 450 wouldn't surprise me at all.
I get pretty good guessing weights because my wife watches that Biggest Loser show all the time.
Oh, really?
I call it Fat Chick Survivor. So they'll go up to weigh, and I'm like, she's 272, and it'll come out pretty close.
Really?
I'm getting pretty good at weighing fat people by visual.
Well, that's good. That's a good skill to have. I don't know why. It just is.
All right. I gotta go watch this Rerun fucker again.
Do it.
What's this nigger's name anyways?
His real name, I don't know, but he goes by the name Cedibu, Cedibu.
They should put that nigger in the Carnival Freak Show.
Yeah, they should. He basically is. That's his whole act, is he takes his shirt off. And people look at him and go, ugh. He is a freak show.
His fucking belly's got an ass on it.
I know.
I mean, where his belly button is, it looks like a giant ass crack.
I know. He's got front butt. That's what More Miserable Crap calls it, front butt.
Jesus Christ, man. His wrists are bigger than my thighs.
His wrists have more folds in them than a origami competition.
That nigger got more chins than a Chinese phone book. Holy shit, he is fat.
I know.
They should send him to Biggest Loser.
Yeah, but then his career would be over.
That's all right. Then we wouldn't have to see him.
That's true.
Hey, did you watch... Do you watch that show at all?
No.
The, you know, they vote people off. It's kind of like Survivor. You know, if you lose the least amount of weight, you can be up for elimination.
Yeah.
So the first week they were there, there was a nigger couple, big old fat one, of course. And they got booted off before the end of the first show. And I'm laughing. I'm like, ah, they shit-canned the niggers right off the bat.
Right.
Then you know what they did? They did a, like a second chance and brought them back. I'm like, only for a fucking nigger.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. Keep the show interesting or something. But there's one nasty mud shark on there.
Ugh.
Yeah, she's pretty gross.
I can imagine. They're all gross.
Especially if they're mud sharks.
Let's see. I don't know if you have to be logged into Facebook to see this, but here's the nigger's Facebook.
Seti Boo.
Seti Boo. Isn't Boo? Rap Sumo.
What's he got? Some download pictures? A profile picture?
I don't know what that is. But over on the left, under the friends thing, I don't know if it's random or not, but if you're looking at the same ones I have, is the first one JaQuincy Reed?
It's random, because I got my first one was Linnell.
My second one is J apostrophe Y-A-T-T-L, Giattle, D-E apostrophe K-W-A-N, Walters.
No, I got a normal nigger name. I got DeMarcus.
DeMarcus Stewart?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on mine too. It's almost like we're playing some kind of Facebook nigger go fish.
It's nigger mahjong. Hey, do you see this one? His name is spelled X-Z-A-V-I-A-N. Xavian Cadillac.
What?
Yeah, I'll send you a link to this fucking clown.
I don't need to click on that. Ugh. All right, I got to see what it looks like.
It looks like a dumb nigger. Xavian Cadillac. McNair. Wonder if he's related to that Steve McNair asshole.
Probably. Dow Chemical? Oh, okay.
He's a scaffold builder.
I wouldn't trust anything that fucking nigger built.
No.
Wow, he's dark. You can't even see. Like, he's pointing to his face, but it doesn't exist.
Looks like he's freaking out, like somebody just ate the last wing.
Maybe he got burned by some of those chemicals at Dow Chemical. I'm even blacker now.
Or maybe he's related to, what the hell is that raisin nigger? Flava Flav.
Raisin?
He looks like a burnt raisin.
He does look like a burnt raisin.
Fucking nigger is hideous. Oh, I gotta look at some more of these nigger friends.
Well, it's 5 o'clock. I'm gonna try calling Sumo Nigger.
All right.
That's what I'll call him now, Sumo Nigger.
I'm just gonna let you handle this. I'll just listen and jump in.
Okay, I'm going to be super sweet.
Because I don't know any of this nigger shit like you do.
This is Shadowgeist. When I'm not getting obliterated by the dark underground where demons and zombies dwell in online video games, I'm listening to the most kick-ass nigger-bashing show on the internet, Chimp Out Radio.
Hey, it's DJ from Michigan. How's it going?
All right, what's up, man? What's up?
All right, did you ever get your friend out of bed? Is he is he alive?
Yeah, man. I was talking to him on Twitter, man. He was sitting there on Twitter.
Yeah.
I might tell him how to call him. Hold on.
Sure.
Hey, Robin. Who the hell?
Okay. He's sleeping off last night's Junkum. Hello?
Hold on, man. His phone tripping, man. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to get in touch with him, man. Hold on, man.
All right.
Sounds like somebody's being murdered back there.
Well, they probably are. They're fighting over a chicken wing. Jeez.
What? Look, I have no idea.
Think we called it a bad time?
Definitely not the Huxtable's house.
Theo?
Mm-hmm. Get me some that Jell-O pudding.
They're doing CPR on him right now. Trying to revive him. Jumping on his chest. Wake up!
He'd be like one of those jumpy
hello.
House.
Yeah, hello?
Man, hold on. This dude, I don't know what's going on with his phone, man. He's probably wearing so many people calling our phones.
Yeah.
I know he said somebody from Delaware is calling him and he's saying his line up and he didn't answer. So I'm trying to get through with him.
He's going to see your number when you call, so he knows it's you.
It's not going through. Oh. Like whoever it is keep calling him. So I'm trying, it's like it keep getting the business with him.
Okay, well, is it the 4997 number?
With the Delaware?
No. I'm just trying to figure out a way that we can get a hold of him.
It's the 4997 number. Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. Okay.
Hold on. He's calling me right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. He's on the phone, man. From the internet stuff. Hello.
Yeah, it's me, DJ.
Shit.
What up?
Hey, is this Seti Boo?
What's out, man? What's out?
Hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. It's a good to have you on the show. This is DJ from Michigan, and we were doing a spot on internet celebrities and how the new media can bring somebody into stardom. And I just wondered if you had a minute to answer a few questions and talk about your tour and how things are going.
Okay.
All right, awesome. So my first question for you – well, let's get this out of the way. Where are you guys going to be playing next? Where can people go and see you perform?
What are we going to be next at, Dale?
We're going to be in Mississippi tomorrow and Appaloosa tonight.
Yeah.
You guys are going to go to Mississippi. You're from Louisiana, and you're going to drive all the way out there for a show. Is it just you guys headlining, or who else is going to be there? Okay. Do you guys have a manager, or are you doing this all yourselves?
We got our own managers.
That's
own
the way managers. To do it. Good
we
idea.
Put our own money up.
Good for you. Good. I'm glad things are working out for you. So it's kind of like a Cinderella story for you guys. I mean, one day you guys were just sitting around in your town, scooting around with a video camera. Next thing you know, World Star Hip Hop, everything blows up. My question for you is, who posted that on World Star Hip Hop? Did you guys do it or did somebody else?
World Star actually posted it themselves.
They found it? They just stumbled across it and thought it was good?
They found it. Yeah.
Did you ever in your life think that you would end up being as famous as you are?
Nah, not really. I mean, but it was to be expected, but I never thought it would happen that soon.
Yeah. Are you guys from a big city or a small town?
We from a small town, man.
So then it's even more amazing that, you know, because of the internet, you guys were able to get the kind of following that you do. I was just on your Facebook page, and you've got almost 5,000 people on your friends list.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they love me. You know, they love us. They love what we're doing. They love the movement. They love the macho man, you know, and that's just what we're doing right now.
We post the videos, yeah. We post the videos, like, every day, every 2 days or so.
Right. You know, we keeping the fans. We giving them what they want. And we keeping them fed, you know?
That's great. And, you know, I love what you guys are doing. Where do you get your inspiration, Seti Boo?
My inspiration? From food.
From food?
Yeah, I get my inspiration from food, dog. That keep me motivated because I like to eat.
Well, yeah.
straight pizza and candy.
You know.
What's,
pizza, candy, and hot wings.
Okay, so what's your special food that you eat before you perform that gives you the special Seti Boo superpowers?
Man, I love hot wings and fried drumlets, dog.
And that pussy souffle.
You know, I like, you know, just the radio, but I like eating pussy too.
Right. Now, yeah, I know. Your friend says that you're doing pretty good with the ladies. I mean, that's just amazing. Did you have this kind of...
Yeah, they love me.
They do, I know. Did you have this kind of attraction to the lady? I mean, were they attracted to you before your career took off?
Kind of, sort of, you know, but, you know, everybody want a celebrity, you know, and I didn't look at him as a big old polar bear, you know.
A big old what?
A big old polar bear, you know. Everybody want, they call him Titty City.
The Titty City?
Yeah, they call him Titty City.
The Titty Bear.
The Titty City, that's a pity, from Mississippi. No, you're from Louisiana.
I'm telling you, man. I'm from Louisiana, sweetie Tropicana, baby.
That's right.
You call him the teddy bear, the big teddy bear.
No, the human teddy bear, you know.
Yeah.
Big old polar bear.
Yeah, but polar bears are white.
You know. when I put on my white jacket, you know, they call me the big old polar bear.
Polar bear, okay. And if you go crazy, are you a bipolar bear?
Yeah, I'm very bipolar.
Yeah.
especially in the studio, you know. I might come in the studio feeling crazy one day. Then I might come in there one day feeling fat. Then I might come in there one day feeling skinny. You never know.
That's Jenkum for you. So you guys have been performing for at least a year, right? I mean, how long have you guys been doing this?
Oh, we've been I've been doing my thing with this music and performing for a little minute now.
Yeah,
so you know I ain't no new face to the scene.
Right.
You know, I've been grinding. We've been grinding.
So, Seti Boo, I gotta ask you, what does your name mean? Seti Boo, what does that mean?
A big old nigger just like you said.
A big old nigger just like you said?
Yeah. So we ain't no new faces to the scene.
Yeah, he said, "What's your name?" Said the boo, telling the big old nigga just like you see me.
Huh?
He said, "What's said the boo mean?" I told him, "Big old nigga just like you see me."
Just like you see me.
Yeah. Okay, so it means a big old nigger. Can't argue with that.
just a big old bear.
Big old bear. Yeah, okay. So, okay, Seti, I watched a couple of your videos, and you were freestyling about different things, and you were rapping about how you don't want to die of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Are you serious or are you joking? I mean,
man, I'm serious.
Why would you die from a heart attack? I mean, I know you're big, but you're not that big. I mean, how much do you weigh?
Man, I weigh approximately about 500.
Really? Okay, well, I mean, do you worry? You rap about your health. I mean, have you thought about going on a diet or?
Yeah, I tried, you know, but the food just keeps calling me. Come eat me.
Yeah. Do people give you food? Like, I know, like famous rock stars, people give them, you know, like drugs or whatever. Do people come up to you with a pork sandwich and say, "Here, eat this"?
Yeah, if they don't give it to me, you know, I'll do anything. You know, I'll kill a steer for it.
Just like last night.
Why? What'd you guys do last night that you had to sleep until 4 o'clock? What were you guys doing? Where were you at last night?
What'd you say?
Last night, what were you guys doing?
We had a show. We had a concert last night in Bashville, Louisiana, you know.
Okay.
We just went hard.
You know, and that's one of the things I ask for, you know, hot wings and, you know, things like that.
Go check it on YouTube. We got the video up right now.
Okay. We'll do that. And when the show comes out, we'll see if we can put a link out there so that our chimpers can listen to it. So, let's see. You got a couple shows coming up, and you're doing a documentary. How's that coming up?
Oh, they're coming along great, you know. Somebody better know what I've been doing on an everyday basis in my life.
Yeah, your rise to stardom.
Yeah.
Are you going to throw some pictures of you? Like when you were coming up, throw some old pictures of you as a baby and as a little kid as you grow up and do that.
It's a big old
kid.
Yeah, because
I was a big old fat kid.
Big old
fat kid. I've been like this all my life.
Yeah. You're never going to change.
Never.
Okay, so. Yeah, that's one of the things, Seti Boo, that people associate with you is your frame, your large stature. Do you think that if you were thin, people would still buy your albums?
Yeah, I think they would, because, you know, I'm pretty talented. I'm a pretty talented young man.
Sure. And you are a young man. You're what, in your 20s? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm 22.
22, wow. And,
22. But I've been like this all my life.
Yeah. Okay. So, what's the name of your album that's coming out? You're doing a mixtape. What are you going to call it?
Yeah, Dell one got America Most Wanted, you know. That's going to drop next morning. I'm Cebu Voice of the Street. That's my mixtape there, but we currently working on America Most Wanted.
Okay. That should be fun.
We're just telling them about, you know, about the life story, you know, because I, you know, as a little boy, you know, I used to have to steal what I wanted as a little boy, you know.
You had to steal what you wanted? So if you...
Yeah, when I was a little boy, you know, I used to steal clothes in the backyard, you know, my mama come... go to work, I come outside, you know, put that on, you know.
You had to hide it from her because you didn't want to get in trouble for stealing.
Yeah, I was a little fat bad something, you know.
Where do you steal your clothes from? I mean, when you were little, are you just like a tent maker?
Man, you know, all my clothes come from Big and Tall.
Yeah, Big and Tall. And they didn't see you coming? How did you get away with that?
Nah, they didn't see me.
So you could be a magician.
He's that smooth.
That's amazing. Just tuck it under the front butt and walk out the door. But so what are you guys going to do next? What would you like to do in your career before, you know, you finally have a coronary artery attack?
Hold on, man. He lost. Hello?
Yeah.
His phone keep losing service. Hello?
Yeah.
Hold on, man. His phone keeps losing service. Hold on.
That's okay. Aw. Okay, they hung up. Fuck them.
But, dude, that was fucking epic, man. I'm sitting in the background with my mic muted, cracking up.
They hung up. They finally figured it out.
they probably, he said his phone kept cutting out. The nigger probably didn't pay his fucking bill.
Or maybe his big fat fingers just accidentally hung it up. What?
He probably ate the fucking phone.
He swallowed it. It's still going, but it's in his stomach.
It had chicken wing sauce still on it from last night.
Oh, my gosh. That was fun.
That was good. Do you notice he's telling you, man, I love that chicken wings.
I know it.
Eat pussy, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, can you imagine the poor Shibunas getting squashed by that 500-pound nigger?
Oh, probably as big as he is.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Then he's talking about stealing everything. Oh, fuck.
He's sensitive about being a fat ass, though. You can tell. Like, that's why he hung up, because I was doing one too many fat jokes. And I was holding back, too.
I know. Dude, that was good. I'm going to go... on his YouTube and Facebook and put the link to the radio show when it comes out.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that too.
I got troll accounts on both of those. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, really?
That was fucking awesome.
Thank you. All right.
I had to mute my mic. I was laughing so fucking hard. I didn't want to tip your hand on the guy so he, you know, thought we can record it or had a show going.
That wrote itself. He was saying funnier shit than I could have made. I was going to make a fried chicken joke, and he just went ahead and said it.
I know.
What the fuck?
So, they're niggers.
Yeah.
Chicken, malt liquor, and mud dick.
500. He told me how much he weighed, too. I can't believe that.
Well, what'd I say? 450? 450?
Yeah, 450. He's like 5-something.
That means he's probably 550.
Probably.
Because you know how fat people are. They always lie about their weight.
I don't know why. I mean, once you hit like 400 or more, it doesn't matter what number you say. People are just going to go, damn.
Fat.
What the fuck?
Oh, you're 400? Wow, you don't look a pound over 375.
Yeah, I mean, how do you delicately handle that? Really? You don't look it. But you wear it well.
You're just very big boned.
Well, he's not going to – I mean, like, he'll get pretty far in the rap world just as a freak show, but then he'll be like the – what are those child stars? Like, what you talk about, Willis?
Oh.
Gary Coleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll end up like that, just a has-been, and people will be like, oh, man, I remember you. Take your shirt off, man. Take your shirt off. Because you know how, like, you know Gary Coleman. Everybody would go up to him and go, do that thing, you know, say that, what you talking about, until he went insane. Well – people are going to be telling this nigger his whole life to take his shirt off, and it's going to drive him nuts. And he'll end up doing a suicide in about a year or two.
He'll be like a fat MC Hammer. He'll make a lot of money.
MC Sledgehammer.
Selling shit to stupid niggers, and then he'll be broke within a year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they've already spent whatever they get. Well, just to feed his fat ass.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, that was good. That made my night.
Me too. I feel good. That was great. I should do that every day.
Well, you're good at it.
Thank you.
That was fucking funny.
Yeah.
This is Unchained, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the web.
Well, that's it for this episode. Special thanks goes out to our guests, Seti Boo and Delvin, for being good sports and being so unintentionally funny. And be sure to log in 2 weeks from today because we got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Don't forget about the Minecraft server if you're interested in playing Minecraft, or if you already have a Minecraft account and you want to have fun online with other chimpers, definitely get in contact with Grain43 on the forums, and he'll get you set up with an account. Don't forget to go to chimptube.tv. There's a lot of cool stuff on there. It's kind of like YouTube, only it's all free, and it's for you, and it's all about nigger bashing. There's all kinds of niggeroki songs on there. There's past episodes of Chimp Out Radio, getting all the way back to the Nut Nice days. So go there, check it out. Stuff is downloadable. The account is free. And also, don't forget that chimpout.com offers free speech web hosting of as little as $10 a month. Not just as little as, that's the cost, $10 a month, and there's no contract, you keep your anonymity, and you can say and do whatever the fuck you want. It's voluntary, all proceeds go towards chimpout.com to keep our server up and running, and you get tons and tons of cool stuff with it. If you're interested in taking advantage of a chance to blog and host your blog on Chimpout, then talk to one of the administrators, and they will get you started. That's it for me, Chimpers. I will talk to you in 2 weeks. Stay safe, be proud of yourselves, and don't take any shit from any niggers. The Tiger, Tiger.